This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Trying to get your kids to help out with chores can feel like trying to pull out your teeth with a feather. Impossible. But kids need to learn to think of others, and they need to learn those vital life skills so they're not useless people. Colette Smart is a psychologist and a parenting expert who's found a way to make it happen. Hi, Colette. What's your secret? Now, firstly, Colette, why is it important for kids to contribute to the household by doing some chores?
Well, there's actually been a lot of studies on this. So there's some studies as long as 25 years old. So they've looked at children who starting at age 3 or 4, and they've wanted to predict how that leads to later success in life. Essentially, a lot of the studies are showing that after love being the most important thing for our kids, establishing a strong work ethic leads to success. Now, success isn't, as we know, just material or financial. And really what we're starting to see is that doing chores is what leads to children becoming successful adults in terms of they better at contributing to their families, they develop more empathy as adults. Resilient studies show how important it is. They end up with better relationships with friends and family because they work better with others. They even learn delayed gratification. So putting off your game because you've got to do chores is important. They learn self-discipline. There's even positive fine and gross motor skill development for little children who do chores. And so it sounds incredible, but really making children do chores, they learn and they realize that life is not just about me and what I need in this moment. They really develop a pitch-in mindset. So
yes,
that needs to be done. It's up to me to do it, and I can't wait for others or sit around waiting for mum to be my servant.
Yeah. I feel like I really have dropped the ball on this, Colette, and I'm feeling a little bit bad about it. But how does it work in your household? What do you have a roster? How do you set it up? And what kind of chores do you actually include?
So really, I think as a society, I think when you just said you've dropped the ball, I think as a society we expect less of our children than what they're actually able to do. And I drop the ball as well. We often do it with our eldest.
That's where I went wrong.
But then I think it's never too late. So you can pick it up. So in my home, we actually have a whiteboard up in my pantry. So I've got a small walk-in pantry. We've got a whiteboard up. I started out doing daily chores that would rotate every day. That didn't work for us. There was more bickering about who did what and negotiating, particularly with my youngest, about whose day was what and wishing tomorrow was his day. So I said, forget it. We're now doing a weekly roster.
Yes, well, so one of my friends does that, and she says that works well.
It works much better for us. So it's a whole week. You have your 2 or 3 chores for that week. Everyone knows who's on that week. So when my children come home, they sit at the bench top and eat. I have a no phone rule for while they're eating. And then after they've eaten their snack, they then go and do their chores. And then by 4:30, it has to be done. And then they go off and do homework or sport. Obviously, I'm flexible. You know, if sports straight after school, we will work around that. But it's essentially you needing to do what works for your family. But really having a visible roster is it's usually very helpful, and no one can get away with saying it's somebody else's turn.
So in terms of, look, the biggest issue I have with kind of rosters is I don't want to be kind of nagging my kids all the time, you know. So how do you do this without, is it because they all do it at the same time that you're not nagging them, or how do you make that work?
Yes. So for example, just this morning, my youngest is on putting out lunch snacks and lunch stuff, and he was trying to negotiate that, well, why does he have to do it, and why can't everybody else do their lunch? And I said, well, next week you won't have to. Somebody else is going to do yours. I think it's unrealistic to expect that children won't complain. I complain when I have to do the dishwasher, and I complain in my head when it's my turn to do the laundry. I don't think we love doing chores. I don't think that's the point. I think, you know, expecting children to jump for joy, we're fighting a losing battle with that, if that's what we're hoping. It's really just about getting them to learn in life. There's some stuff you just do because that's part of living. I do think the nag factor diminishes when, for me, when everyone's doing their stuff at the same time, and I send them all off to do their jobs. For me, that works.
Just briefly, what about the link with pocket money? Do you connect it to pocket money, or are the two things not related?
No. I think chores are part of living. Well, you and I don't get paid for doing the laundry or doing the cooking. It's part of life, and our children need to learn, you know, once they have their own families or go live in shared communities, that's what you do. You pitch in life. So my husband's great at DIY, and so extra things in the house, you know, he's building a deck, so he's getting my teenage son to help him, and they chat and spend time, and he pays him extra money to do that because we have outside people to do that. Mm. But your day-to-day stuff, I think, is just part of being part of the family.
Yeah.
I should also add, don't redo everything your children do, because if they get a sense that you will do it better, they will just give up halfway and think, oh, well, I'll do a half job and Mum will fix it.
Yes.
So be okay if they do it not so great, and call them back to fix it if you're not happy. I think it's got to work for you as a family, but I think expecting our children to pitch in at home is vital. And if you alleviate your guilt because you know you're raising successful adults, keep reminding yourself of that. That's what's important.
Yeah, yeah. And I suppose for those who have dropped the ball, it's never too late to start. Just start small and maybe gradually build it up, yeah?
Yes, mm. Absolutely. Even with your teens, it's very important.
Okay. Thank you, Colette.
Thank you.
That is adolescent psychologist Colette Smart. You can find her online at colettesmart.com.
Thanks for listening. Start your day with Life Words. Subscribe to Hope 1032's free daily email devotional at hope1032.com.au.